This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 95 for Friday, October 8th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures are higher on Friday morning, continuing to ride the support from upticks in the Chicago soy complex, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. These edible oil values are being underpinned by gains in global crude oil prices. The November canola contract gains $3.40 at $9.3070 per ton. The January contract rises $3.80 at $9.1940 per ton. Additional support for canola is coming from tight supplies and uncertainty over this year's prairie crop. Saskatchewan reported yesterday that its harvest of major crops is virtually complete and that canola is 98% finished. Canola yields are pegged at 21 bushels per acre. The Canadian Grain Commission reports a notable uptick in canola exports for the week ending October 3rd. At more than 250,000 tons, exports jump 231% from the previous week. However, 9 weeks into the 2021-22 marketing year, total canola exports are well off of last year's pace. The Canadian dollar is higher with the loonie at 80 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 79.63. Heavy rains in China's northern growing areas are posing a serious threat to projections of record corn production this year. With the end of the Golden Week holiday in China, they're back on the markets and there are increases in most commodities in North America. CONAB is forecasting Brazil's soybean crop for 21-22 at 140.8 million tons for a 2.5% increase over last year's production. CONAB also says corn production in Brazil should bounce back at 116.3 million tons for a 33.7% jump from last year's problem-plagued crop. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday morning. The November contract jumps 8 cents at 12.55 per bushel. December soy oil gains more than 4-tenths of a cent at 62.49 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal steps back 40 cents at 3.1890 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher on Friday morning, with the December contract up a penny at 5.35 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the December contract rising 7 cents at 6.30. Wheat futures are also higher on Friday morning. Chicago December nudges up a quarter cent at 7.41.5. Kansas City December gains 4 cents at 7.45. And Minneapolis December rises 8 cents at 9.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, October 8th. The markets in Canada will be closed on Monday for Thanksgiving. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.